Podcast.
Are we saying podcast?
Welcome back. This is two fanboys and a filthy casual back at you once again. This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Harold.
We are here live, and to be honest with you, considering everything that's happening in the world, some of us were kind of joking around whether or not we were going to do an episode. But because we have our few but loyal listeners, we are here to serve you. We're here to make sure that during these troubling times, we are going to, provide some sort of entertainment.
Some sort of entertainment. Speaking of, we are a gathering of less than 10, so I think legally we're okay.
I know.
Yeah.
So well, even with our girth, we're still less than 10. Just to make sure everybody knows, we have made sure Lewis is at least 6 feet away from Harold.
Yes. Social distancing.
This is not 6 feet, man.
It's metric. I don't know.
Remember, Lewis's measurements always exaggerated.
That's true.
Hey-o. Wait a second.
But before we begin,
it's speaking probably 2 feet.
Speaking of exaggeration, the master of exaggeration over there, and that's why he's blind now, is Lewis Hey-o. Lewis, what's our first segment today?
All right, so we'll start off with a little levity before we get into the serious stuff. So let's go into our...
You can float?
Yes. Leviosa. Let's talk something that Harold and I were able to play, and I think that Dennis is still downloading the game as we speak. But for our poopery, let's talk Call of Duty Warzone, one of the most most viral thing going around for gamers, at least something that almost everyone.
No, it's not.
I should really be careful with that word. I'm sorry. One of the more popular games, excuse me. free to play, cross platform. The newest iteration of the battle royale genre. So Call of Duty Warzone. Harold, you've had some hot thoughts or hot takes on our Instagram and on our Twitter.
Had some hot thoughts.
Why don't you go for it, dude?
I have a couple of hot Warzone. Thoughts. Warzone. It's a thing. Obviously you guys know, all our listeners know, and these guys know that I do nothing but play Call of Duty. Like right after work and doing my regular things, it's like from 9 o'clock till I go to sleep, I'm playing Call of Duty. And the latest update last week, or earlier this week actually, was something that had been anticipated for a long time, and they finally came out, and it is called Call of Duty Warzone. What Warzone is in, like Lewis said, it's another entry into the battle royale genre, the fun thing is, it's the battle royale concept, but with Call of Duty mechanics, which is the thing, at least for me, that's clearly missing from all the other battle royale games.
Yeah, it's different for sure.
Yeah. So, there's no building of buildings. You don't have to Fortnite your way out of anything.
The first thing my son asked, by the way, can you build stuff? He's like, nah, dude. No, dude.
You know why your son wants to build stuff?
Why?
So he can hide in the buildings.
Camp.
Yeah. See, so Lewis downloaded the game, and we actually had the opportunity to play it together. Admittedly, both of us garbage.
Yeah.
Hot, stinking, festering garbage.
Jeez. Dude.
My problem, like,
put it that way.
Yeah. Like my problem, like I tell Lewis and I told Dennis, is with battle or just games in general, I play very aggressive, so I want action, and the battle royale genre wasn't built for action.
It's absolutely
built
not.
For sitting back and being like, hey, there's somebody, I think, 300 meters away. I will slowly walk over to them.
I'm going
to
inch there.
Where I was with Lewis, I was like, get in this car. We're going to try to find people. And I'm a bad video game driver, so I'm trying to run over people. But Lewis is getting capped at the same time. And I was like, there's nothing we can do. Like, I was telling this guy, I was like, I wish he had a head, like a headset, so I can either yell at him or make jokes and be like, dude, kill these people and something. But, we can only do so much because it's like, it was literally your first day.
It was literally my first game.
And
yeah.
The mechanics of Call of Duty are, like I said, so far off from all the other video games that you're playing that I wasn't expecting us to get any skills whatsoever. So,
yeah, I mean, it's crazy because, I mean, so, you know, like I said, one of the biggest reasons why I jumped in on this game is, like Harold said, it's free to play. So literally, if you have a console and it's
like, there it is.
I mean, Lewis had like emoticons in his eyes of dollar signs. Like, ooh.
When Harold posted, it was like, there's a new game coming. I was like, and then he said, it's free. Oh,
I don't think so.
It's free for everyone.
Oh, free 99. Yes. But so, you know, ironically, the only other battle royale games out there, I guess, I think are free to play. So we have, like Harold mentioned, Fortnite. I played Fortnite. I played Apex Legends. I think those are the other two biggest battle royale games right now, as well as PUBG, which I haven't actually had a chance to try yet. But compared to those other two, Apex has been out for, I think, two years. Fortnite a little bit longer than that. But this, yeah, like Harold said, totally different mechanic. Because I haven't played Call of Duty since, I think, Modern Warfare 2? In the, on the 360 or whatever the 360 version of the game was. So it's been a while. And, you know, the realistic mechanics and the graphics, it was kind of a, not shocking per se, but, like, you know, it was different for me. So it was a welcome change because if you played Fortnite or if you've seen Fortnite, if you haven't, you know, if you're in the internet, you've seen Fortnite stuff, it's very cartoony. Apex on the other side is very, like, sci-fi-ish. You know, it's in that that realm of, like, sci-fi and giant mechs and giant flying monsters.
Is he giant Mexicans?
I think one of the operators is Mexican, though.
I doubt it.
But so yeah, it was definitely different, but definitely, like, super aggro, man. Like, these people, these not aggro, but ironically, but yeah, it's different. So I mean, it's a fun change of pace. You know, I mentioned before already, like, you know, the only other shooter I play consistently is Overwatch. This is definitely different because, you know, there's a lot of it has to be, like, you know, you pick up literally any gun that's on the floor and do your best with what that is. And I'm garbage at that, I guess. I mean, you've seen that firsthand, obviously.
I mean, you did last that one game. You lasted 10 seconds longer than I did.
Barely,
because I initiated contact and I was like, oh, there's two of them shooting at us, and then Lewis died.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
And then there's, so the interesting thing about this is the one thing that's supposed to be separating this game from the other ones is there's an option to come back to the game.
Oh yeah,
called the Gulag, where you have to win a one-on-one gunfight. So if you win, you get back in the game automatically. If you lose, someone has to revive you. Like, you know, that's the whole deal. It's like your team, like, one of the fun things in Fortnite is you can play by yourself, but this one you automatically squad up, so you can come back into the game if someone, you know, revives you, someone buys you back into the game, or if you win your Gulag gunfight, which unfortunately,
I think I went 0-3 that night. Dude,
I went 2-3.
Nice, dude.
And then died right away both times.
So as soon as you got dropped back,
it's so satisfying. It's like, yeah, I won, and then you just get decimated.
Yeah,
because you drop into the war zone, and it's like, why? Why did I try?
I should have just, yeah.
And then, like, so I was saying, if you had a headset, I could have told you. When I was watching you do your one-on-one gunfight.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I'm like, okay, if I text him, it's too late because he's not going to see.
It takes a second.
But if he has his headset on, I could be like, he's on your left. He's on your right. I'm throwing rocks at. I was literally throwing rocks at the guy so you can have a fighting chance. And I see you looking at him, and I was like, oh, no. I was like, he's going to lose right now.
Can I blame lag?
I blame lag because I was telling Lewis.
Is that still a thing?
No, it's weird because, like, literally for me, I can see, like, I see that my character is shooting him in the head. And then when I lose, I see the angle and it's like, I'm not even aiming at the guy. So
that's weird.
Because there's literally 150 people in each session. So you're bound to get some kind of lag. That's why we're waiting for you to jump in.
So I was making sure my mic was working.
Oh,
that's the longest I haven't had.
You haven't said anything.
I felt kind of lonely.
I thought you were just being very observant. I'm like, oh, look at this.
No, yes, I am. No, good news is it's finally downloaded.
Oh, so
bad news is I couldn't even get past the training session because I told you I've either been playing Destiny or Borderlands.
Mm-hmm. And both shooters.
Both shooters. Yes. Yeah. But both shooters has the, this is what you're supposed to do next.
No.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sitting there going, oh, I'm supposed to shoot these things. So, like, after the first thing that it is telling you, you know, they're telling you, like, complicated thing. No, quick, go to the beer and do this. And I'm like, What did the guy say? And I'm like sitting around there like, ooh, there's guns. And then I'm like, no, I like this gun because that's what I'm used to with Borderlands. That's what I'm used to with Destiny. And I'm going in there and it says, no ammo.
Oh, yeah, you got to pick up ammo. By the way,
that's ridiculous.
That's the great thing about the game is literally you can start off with like the best gun and then you'd be like, okay, I have one round. So if I can empty my clip against this one dude from distance, you're screwed. So
okay, so definitely I am now officially able to play. Woo-hoo! So next time you guys are playing, let me know.
Let's do it.
I mean, I was going to tell you, let's get some headphones, but I know Lewis won't. So
I have an extra set.
There you go. That's what I was going to ask. If you can let Lewis borrow.
Ironically, I was going to cough into these and be like, oh, these are mine now.
I mean, I paid for those too. No, like the gamer ones. Yeah, I know. Don't worry, guys. If Lewis didn't fall, he just ran into the table. I don't know how he ran when he's sitting down. But
that was his penis as he shifted.
Yeah, because remember, 6 feet.
Exaggerated measurements.
I'm not going to be trying to say that you're cheap or anything. But they have headsets at Five Below.
I hate you. I know they do. Yes, fine.
I mean, they're not the expensive ones.
Lewis was actually looking around at 99 cent store, just so you know.
That's where I was.
No, those are garbage, man.
That's where I was.
Paid $3 for the headphones. Because I have like...
Lewis was like, I need the mic protectors. Do they have it in 99 cent store?
Yeah.
And then he went to the homeless guy to the other side. Hey, sir. I'll give you 50 cents.
What you got in your cart?
Because for me, like, I have... The reason I have the expensive headphones is because of surround sound. Because besides this one, it's not going to be really matter too much because we're in a giant open level. But when you're playing like close, like actually close quarter battles, you need to know if someone's sneaking behind you. That's why, like, because you didn't have your headphone on, I was going to say, I can hear someone coming from our left.
Nice. Okay.
And then he capped you, and I was like, well, that happened.
So if Lewis has these headphones, would he still be able to
hear you? Would I still be playing? You? Would I still be playing right now?
He would, but he wouldn't be able to talk back because...
Well, yes, thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you, Captain Obvious.
No, but like... Because I was even asking my cousin before, you know, with like, because me and Dennis are playing on PS4s where the professionals play.
You know what?
No, that's the truth is know, the Call of Duty League is all played on PS4.
Yeah, but most E-Leagues are, yeah, you're right.
Every except if it's not PS4, it's PCs.
I think 2K, NBA 2K is the only one on Xbox.
Really?
Barely.
Dude. I mean, at least they got
They even divvy it up, though. There's like an Xbox conference and then a PS4 conference, and then they play in the finals. They have to like... Go either or.
And there's like four people in the Xbox tournament. So Lewis is always fourth place.
You're automatically in
a bunch of 12-year-olds.
This is like, damn it. They got me again.
It's a bunch of 12-year-olds yelling homophobic and racist stuff.
So just like, it's going to be just like, no, it can't be, well, I was going to say it's going to be just like Warzone, but only we could hear each other. Yeah. So it's still going to be homophobic and racist stuff.
Wow. Yikes. I can't believe we just admitted that one. We are nice people.
Super. But like so at least with that, like would we like, you know, this would be the first game where all three of us would actually be able to play at the same time, you know, cross platform.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need that microphone just so to communicate back. The thing is, like I bought a Five Below mic. It's okay. It's not.
They have the headphone mic combo?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So they even have the portable one. There's like, for some reason...
Stop looking at me like that, dude.
Lewis's eyes just like popped in. Like, ooh.
Well, they have like the one that's like a direct... I don't know how it is for Xbox, but for PS4, we can literally connect regular headphones to it, and it'll work just fine.
Okay. Into
our controller.
If only we have regular headphones.
Yeah, right now.
Like I said, I'm a cough into these. I'm like, yeah, this is mine.
Okay, so...
Speaking of coughing.
Ooh,
speaking of Warzone.
Good one. I like that one. I was trying to figure out a segue, you know. But go ahead.
I was going to say, like, let's wrap up the thing real quick. Do you recommend people download it?
Try it out? Like I was telling Dennis and these guys, the only issue I have with the game is the file is huge.
Yeah. Good and grief. I had to delete two games.
Yeah. If you don't have the hard drive space for this, then it's...
I had to say goodbye to Last of Us, unfortunately. Oh.
Hopefully, ironically.
Hopefully, bring it back.
Hopefully, I can still bring it back once.
Yeah, I've literally had to buy. I'm going to buy an external hard drive just because of how much space Call of Duty in general is taking up on my thing. But recommended just because it's a free game. I think people will learn to enjoy it. Not learn to enjoy it. They'll enjoy it in general. It's, you know, an open world. You can keep on, even though you die, you can keep coming back. It just takes a while in that lobby.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't really
I haven't had a lot of bad luck on the lobby. Like the wait time,
you go right away.
Yeah, because I think there's enough people out there right now playing that lobby wait for me is at least average. It's 2 minutes. I can't even go wash my hands before your game is up next. Like, oh shoot, all right.
Speaking of washing your hands,
well done. Speaking of Warzone,
why are you looking at me?
I thought you were going to transition.
I love the fact that twice you had the opportunity to transition and your lazy ass is like, let's wait for Dennis to come up with it.
If anyone's going to be good at transitioning, it's going to be Dennis.
Damn it, that's good. Oh man. Okay, so surprise announcement, ladies and gentlemen. No, so, you know, as we mentioned at the very beginning of this podcast, you know, it's troubling times these days, and it's really hard for us to kind of, you know, pick up the newspapers, which I still do, surprisingly.
Really? Turn on
whose newspaper are you stealing from?
I'm not stealing. It's school property. you know, turn on news feeds and everything, and it seems like every minute there's something bad going on. Of course, we're talking about COVID-19, which, by the way, I've gotten so used to COVID-19, it sounds starting to sound really cool. But you know, it's the coronavirus, the new coronavirus that has hit the world the last couple months. You know, I remember when we were kind of talking about this around December or something like that, and it was almost like, oh, that's something that was in China. That's right. Something that, you know, is so far away from us. And all of a sudden now, 3 months later, it's been a reality. And, you know, I kind of want to talk about, you know, since we are a podcast about pop culture, we are a podcast about fun and entertainment, the question that Lewis kind of had, which was I thought was really, really interesting, was that in our troubled times right now, is it still appropriate to actually still be having fun? Is it still appropriate for us to be doing something like a comedy right now, where we're talking about penises, we're talking about video games and everything? And so I guess that's what I wanted to propose to you guys first, and then we'll move on from there, branch out as we usually do.
I think at this point, yeah, like Dennis has mentioned, you know, this little endemic has been, I was about to say promoted, but no, to becoming a pandemic where it's reaching literally every corner of the world. So it's a weird place to be in right now. Cause yeah, even, you know, even getting together today, Dennis posed a legitimately good question. Like, are either of you guys coughing? It's like, no, thankfully not. We're good. Kids are okay. And so far, immediate family seems to be okay. So getting together like this is fine. And it's a difficult time cause it's a lot of, you know, you turn on the news, you look at your news feeds. There's a lot of, you know, panic buying, they're calling in, or stockpiling, and a lot of people fighting in parking lots and in grocery stores and like that. So it's a legitimate question of like, what can we do? What can we do to keep either, we can't, it's hard to keep your minds off of it because it's always going to be nagging. It's always going to be in that peripheral vision of yours. But I think it's, you know, it would be, you know, it would be kind of crazy if we can't even think of, you know, some sort of way to entertain ourselves, or at least, you know, try to find some, again, levity in these trying times. So, I mean, I think it's possible for us to have fun still, given all the restrictions. I think we'll go over that later, and all the stuff that's been canceled, closed, postponed, or whatnot. But yeah, H.
It's weird because we do live in a super cynical society, where
good word.
Yeah, where good we. Word. Joke about everything. Obviously, that's what we do here. It's like everything. But at the same time, we can take things very seriously because it just times, you know, call for serious measures most of the time. And with this thing, I always feel like you read about how it affects everybody else's lives, and then you obviously apply that to your own life. And for me, it's, what are the symptoms, and do I ever see myself having any of those symptoms? And a lot of the times I'll just be like, oh, you know, whatever. And then I'll, like yesterday, I was at Ross shopping. and I just happened to cough, and about four people looked at me, and I just had to look back, and I go, I'm pretty sure I don't have anything. There's just something, like, my throat was just dry. And it's like, as soon as you see that kind of reaction, it's like, everyday living gets those kind of reactions now? I mean, not everyday living, but, like, the simple things like a sneeze, like what happened to you on the bus, like a cough for me. I cleared my throat like you just did.
Towards Harold. Yeah,
on my sweater, by the way. But like at a donut.
Did you really have to lean that far close to
it? Because if I did, this way, the mic would have pulled. Sorry.
He would have pulled our mixer if he'd gotten to the right. But yeah, seeing how we always, like, not we, but for a lot of people, we thought that this was going to be something that was only going to affect other countries besides us. Because we have the whole elitist thing about being Americans. Or true. It's going to happen to everybody but us. Mm-hmm. And if it does happen to us, we're going to take care of it pretty quickly, like our genius president said. And it didn't. And it's now, like they said, it's a worldwide pandemic. It is an emergency crisis that everybody has to deal with. And smartly enough for me, I'll be going to a wedding later today.
Oh, nice. I'm glad it's less than 50 people.
Yes. It's just me as the one guest.
Well, I think it's really, you'll be the DJ, the bartender, the valet.
But, like, you know,
and this is why we had to record before.
Before, because if anything bad happens after the fact.
We'll see you in 14 days.
Yes.
We're going to be using that new technology that we're talking
about. Our very first Skype. It might sound a little different, but it might just have to have it.
It's going to be Harold coughing a little bit more. And I think, you know, the fact that we're laughing about it, part of me is, and I think that Harold kind of used the word, you know, I think it was Harold, used the words daily living, or was it Lewis? I don't care right now. But the fact that we're so concerned about daily, like, small things in daily life, that's challenging, because right now, part of me feels a little bit irresponsible. So maybe not irresponsible, kind of. That we're nonchalantly kind
very
of talking about this, you know. But, you know, you were talking about the symptoms and everything. You know, like, people always say, "Don't worry, the COVID-19 is good, except for three things: if you're old, if you have a heart condition, or if you have a lung issues." And I'm like, crap, I have a heart problem, and I have lung issues. I'm like, two out of three, crap.
And you're saying you're not old.
I'm like, and that's the thing. I was like,
you're a youthful 40.
And that's where I am. I'm like, oh well, 40 years old isn't too old. So that's why I was the jerk that kind of messaged yesterday. I went, hey, are you guys sick?
I like the fact that you're, like, you know, as much as we're joking about it and everything, we're trying to make sure that, I know one of the big deals is doing the whole gathering things like that. That's why the wedding thing is kind of still weird to me. But, you know, we're trying as much as possible not to be in, like they say, they want social distancing. And it's great for us, or at least for the introverts that only play video games the whole time. It's like, yeah, cool. Give me an excuse to, like, literally cancel on everybody's plans. Good job, Lou.
Way ahead of everybody.
But it's like,
wait, I didn't get it. What did he cancel on?
I don't know, but in general.
Oh, you know. Oh, no, we were making bets on whether or not he was coming, yeah, remember?
He's right here, man.
Oh, crap.
I can't use my son's basketball games as an excuse anymore.
You're supposed to mute the...
mute my headphones.
Technically, I could turn his headphones down. But he's literally sitting 2 feet away from me, so he'd kind of hear what we're talking about.
Six feet.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
But I just forgot my point right now. Sorry. What did you say? Something about 6 feet.
Yeah, we're trying to stay away from each other. You see all the recommendations that everybody has, and you realize how much that's going to limit your everyday, like I said, everyday living. And for some people, like I've been, so a lot about what we're going to talk about today is how the, not just the virus itself has affected our world, but also the effects that it's had on everything else around it. So not just our lives in general, but like everything that's happening. So the thing is, like, we read like I said, all the recommendations on how to avoid best to get to contracting the disease. And literally this morning I was reading on Twitter, one of the things that's trending is Friday night social night is still going on. So everyone was like, yeah, all the bars in Washington, D.C. are packed. There's a ton of bars. Yeah.
Wow.
There's like there's a ton of bars in New York that are still thing. Like you would expect that.
Look, only certain viruses you worry about. Those other viruses, they're okay with. Ones,
you guys are going to be fine. Like it's like.
It'll just flare up every so often.
Yeah.
There's an ointment for that.
Yeah. You can visit the pharmacy for that one now. But these, the big one that's like, you know, could actually technically kill you. Nah, you know, it's fine.
Well, it's funny that you're talking about that. You know, we're a podcast, so we usually think in terms of like pop culture and everything.
Right.
And I was thinking about it yesterday, and there was a quote from a Jay from Men in Black. And one of the things that Jay kind of talks about is, you know, like he goes, Jay looks at Kay and says, you know, why don't you tell the human beings or when don't you tell the world the truth about aliens? People are smart. And Kay kind of goes, no, people are stupid. You know, individuals are smart, but people in general, in groups, that's when we start kind of like becoming stupid. And I think that's one of the things I kind of wanted to talk about is, you know, one of the things I've noticed is that as long as it's like individuals, as long as like we're talking with like this, it's pretty good. But the moment we're put into a social gathering where we don't know people and everybody's gathered around, it seems like all of a sudden people are slowly but surely losing their humanity almost.
Yes.
You know, I know it sounds terrible, but I was, I don't know if you guys ever read, I can't, is that part of a COVID-19
memory loss? No.
or is this my normal issues? The zombie apocalypse book/movie.
World War Z.
And this is actually, it's interesting, as I was rereading World War Z, a lot of the things that we're talking about right now, secrecy in by different countries, mm-hmm. No one wanting to admit that they were at fault, everybody's blaming each other. And one of the things that they were talking about World War Z is slowly but surely people started looking at each other going, I don't trust you. And so I kind of wanted to give you an example today. Earlier today, the reason why I was like 2 minutes late to let Harold in was because I at 8 o'clock in the morning, I was like, you know what? Nobody's going to be at Seafood City at 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay, I'm going to go there. I'm just going to pick a couple of things up. No, I'm not panic buying or anything like that, but I was going to pick up some breakfast, mm-hmm. you know, so I can cook and everything so that my family can have a normal, you know, a normal morning. I get in there and I told Harold Lou, there was at 8:06, there was a long line
of people already. Wow, really?
There was a long line of people. By the time I grabbed my, I went to the bakery real quick and grabbed my stuff, I started picking up all my ingredients. By the time I got to the line, there was only two cashiers for some reason. And each cashier had at least 12 people deep.
Wow,
and already. Each person in their carts, the carts was filled to the brim. It was crazy because I was walking around. You know those things you see in movies where people just grab things from the shelves, and they're like shoving mm-hmm. it, like the, dragging it, yeah. not even like
not picking even
it
looking.
Up. Yeah. It's like I saw a lady like grab like at least like 20 like sardine cans and like just shoving it into their
wow,
can.
Wow! Okay.
And people were like coming up with grabbing like rice to the point there was a guy who was, ladies and gentlemen of Seafood City. Please, there's no panic buying here. Yeah. And I was like, oh, crap. And people were starting to like, were mumbling because people wanted like four bags and they were limiting the bags of rice that everybody could have. And I was looking around going, this is crazy.
You know? It's insane.
And again, yes, I part of me is worried. Part of me is where if there's a quarantine or a forced quarantine like we had in Italy mm-hmm. when we had in China. But it's not like it's not like people were starving over there. There were measures where people, one or two people from the household was allowed to go out and grab right. stuff. They were restricted from staying there too long. They mm-hmm. were restricted from hanging out in certain places. But it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like they were going to close down. There was another cart. The people had like three huge containers of like water. And again, don't get me wrong. Maybe I'm stupid, but I can understand that there's an earthquake and utility shut down and everything.
This is not that case.
This is not, you know, like Lewis has a Brita.
Yeah, I'm good. Exactly. Thank you for bringing that up.
The DWP says you can drink out of tap water.
Yeah.
Hypothetically. Not going to test it. No,
you can't. We're not, you know.
Remember, we're the only, I don't know if you guys know this, we're the only country in the whole wide world where we wash our asses and flush water with clean water.
Yeah.
Everywhere else.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. I'm not worried about it, but, you know, like, I wanted to get tissue paper the other day because I like specific type of tissue paper. Why are people? Can you tell me that? Why are people?
I have no idea. That's the weirdest thing, part of me. Of this whole endeavor.
The weirdest part of you?
Yeah, the weird part of me. I use a tabo.
No, you know,
unlike you heathens.
No, I have a bidet.
Fancy, yeah. Literally, like, fancy ass.
Fancy ass. Like, that bidet has. That's why everyone's doing the whole, like, everybody.
Remind me never to use your bathroom.
Or use it more often.
Yeah, no one else uses it but me. Yeah, it's literally flushing my butt. Because my butt junk onto the
the rest of the time.
So real quick story. I went to Harold. I went to Hawaii maybe 6 years ago, and I went to in Waikiki. There's that there's the really famous hotel right smack in Waikiki where you're. I think. That's where your sister got married.
The Princess Kalani?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I went there and I was having lunch with one of my friends and I needed to go use the restroom. And I was like, oh man, I walked in, it was the coolest bathroom ever. Like it looked like Captain Picard's chair. You know, it had like all these buttons. And I was like, okay, cool. I sat down, you know, and like just chilling there. And, you know, courtesy flush and everything. I flushed. Stream of water started shooting up my butt, and I was so shocked that I jumped up. And as I jumped up,
everywhere.
The water was splashing, and it's like, oh crap, what am I gonna do? Like I had completely forgot. I mean, I know what a bidet is. I've been to Japan before, and I've had to use it, but it was so surprising that there was no like option or anything. That in the middle of a hotel, all of a sudden somebody splashing your butt. It's like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, like for me, the funny thing is, this is our second bidet at our house.
What did you do?
No, yeah, sometimes it just gets worn out. It's like even it gets tired of my ass. But like, so
the first, water going.
No, so the first one has like the first one we had.
There's still crustiness in there.
Oh God!
It's like you gotta clear it out. It's like the car wash, but you gotta keep moving.
You're like shifting your ass cheek.
That's what you do. You guys have never used a bidet before, but so like the
excuse me, I have.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
But it's been years,
and it's a traumatic experience that'll probably ruin bidet experiences.
Unless you are expecting somebody blowing water up your butt
every time. But the first one, it was the
no. Imagine here, you went. It was an emergency. You went to Arco. Okay, you sat down in Arco, a toilet bowl. If something starts splashing your butt, wouldn't you like just run?
You just get out of there. So the thing is with our first one, like I was saying, is it had like levels, like speed levels, basically. And it went from 0 to 100 so fast. And I didn't understand it because I'd be like, oh, this one's not cleaning as well. And then I'd shift it to the next one. That was my morning coffee, bro. Because I'd be like, morning
like morning enema.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Like, well, it was my first shower.
Reverse shower?
Yeah. It wakes you up, pulls you out, puts the dirt back into me, you know what I'm saying?
God damn, dude. Wonderful.
So, bidets.
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 If you,
speaking of French, so quick question, dudes. Oh, yeah. You know, so I part of me feels
hold
like.
Hold on, I'm trying to figure out where this is going.
Rudy Gobert.
There you go. Oh, you're so right. But before we go, I'm pretty sure that the 8 followers that we have are all Filipinos, but for just some random person, which surprisingly we have random people from, where's the?
UK.
UK.
Right.
You know, just in case somebody.
Hello.
Hey. Cheerio, matey. wait. That's a pirate that likes cereal.
Can we get our guest Dan to come in here just so she can?
Hello.
Sorry, I didn't know we were watching the movie yesterday.
Chimney Chimaroo. No, but I just heard our last British UK guy just click off.
He was like, oh.
"I'm out." No, but Louis, speaking of tabo, just in case that somebody was talking about, you know, the Filipino version of the bidet, can you explain what that is?
So the tabo technology, very ancient technology, handed down from generation to generation, is basically you have a cup, you get a basin of water, a handheld basin, because I can't even call it a cup, because a cup should not...
It's a tabo.
It's a tabo, yeah.
Yeah, there's no other way to kind of
you gotta look it up. T-A-B-O. You know, you fill it up with water, and
make sure you don't add that last O, because you're going to see like weird-ass yeah, crap there.
Yeah, if you Google poo and taboo, it's like, ooh, no. So, you know, you fill up the basin, the tabo, with water, and then you just kind of self-bidet. You pour the water down your back. You have to have some kind of dexterity with your right hand and your left hand, and you got to run the water down your butt. Crack, and you just kind of wash.
See, I got to tell you, in the Philippines, I was brought up by wolves. No, but I was brought up by yayas, and we were never. That's my public shame that I'm sharing with you today. That's why I'm worried about toilet paper.
Did you get your butt washed by the yayas?
Oh hell yes!
You're Prince Akeem.
I am, dude.
The royal butt is clean.
At a certain point, I was like, okay. At a certain point, they were like, okay, you're a little too old to get your butt. Here's toilet paper. Like, ooh, what technology?
So here's my question now is how they clean your butt. Did you lean over and spread?
No.
And they just drip the tabo down your thing? There's a visual for everybody. By the way.
Well, okay.
That's a spicy meatball. Okay.
Everybody just relax.
Grab a spicy meatball.
grab a glass of wine and let me tell you how it works. So after I did my business.
Business? I shouldn't be drinking this coffee.
I bent forward. And as I bent forward, they approached.
This is the worst episode we've ever done.
This is the corona of a podcast.
This is what privilege sounds like.
This is podcast 19. And geez. Okay, so you were talking about the French. Oui, oui. Just so you know, I did not have to get clean by the wee wee. It was the poo poo.
I touch all your microphones. Ha ha.
Okay.
What an idiot. So, I think on a personal, I mean, maybe it's you know, socially too and whatnot. I think the poo hit the fan. Literally, when on Wednesday, it was Wednesday night this week when news broke. I think this was the first domino to fall that really kind of, part of me feels like at least Americans took it seriously, was when the NBA postponed their games.
Damn it, you're right.
Right? It's so like, it sounds so fickle that like, oh no, our source of entertainment has been canceled. This is a real thing.
You're right. All the bad things started happening after Rudy Gobert.
He is patient zero too. So, I mean, where were you guys when this news hit the fan? And let's take it back again. It was a 1-2 punch of the NBA postponing / canceling their season and news that Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson,
yes,
and his wife contracted the virus. It was a 1-2 punch on a Wednesday night, and then I think that's literally when the whole, you know, the country went
in real life, right?
Yeah, in real life.
Okay, because
yeah, now Wilson the not Wilson the volleyball.
In the movies, him and his wife also contracted.
Which movie was this?
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
Oh, right. Oops. I thought he was fine. Never mind.
We don't know that.
That's true. The son was okay, though, right?
We don't know that.
Don't tell me this now. But there was a second book that they never made a movie of.
Have you ever read that book?
No, I have not.
That book is crazy.
Is it? Okay.
There's things. He has a monk, a chimp as a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Turns into Michael Jackson.
There's cannibalism. Oh, like, it is crazy. Okay. I was like, whoa.
Well, now that we have time, I might have to pick it up.
Instead of ping pong, I think he was like a grandmaster in chess or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But he was playing against Bubba. A chimp.
Okay. How did you guys react to the news on Wednesday night when all this stuff happened?
I went, what?
What? No.
I was with my daughter, and I think my first reaction is this true? I think I might have messaged you and you guys when I saw it. I was like, is this fake news? Because, dude, like, you're right. Beforehand, I mean, I was taking precautions already.
Right, yeah.
But things got more dire when, oh, no, not the Utah Jazz.
Not Donovan Mitchell.
Like, I'd seen the video the day before.
Of him touching the
microphones. And literally when they said, there was an NBA report that said Rudy Gobert out for illness. And I was like, this fool got it. And he touched all those microphones.
Mine was the opposite. Mine was, I hope it was Rudy Gobert. Because in my head, I was like, it was a joke for me when I said it. Because I was like, how much of a fraction of a chance would it be that the guy that made such a big deal about it is the guy in all of the NBA that would get it? It was like, it was almost scripted.
It's perfect.
Absolutely scripted. You're right. It's like a bad, you know, yeah.
But I have like the notifications, you know, on my watch and my phone. So I was at the gym working out. Dude, of course. And
dude, bro.
Nice flex.
Yeah. Literally.
But, ladies.
But like I'm like thinging and I see the notification.
Shout out to Pokemon Girl.
Yeah. What's up, Pokemon Girl? Still want a Pokemon. But when the thing came out, I was discussing
it. You realize you just said you want to poke her man, right?
Yes.
Just checking.
If there's gonna be a way through it.
I thought I was the one doing a revelation today. Was that an admission, Harold?
I'm trying to be safe from the coronavirus. But as soon as I came up, I started discussing it with the people at the gym, and I was like, is this, it has to be real. And then right before the NBA thing, I saw the Tom Hanks one, and Tom Hanks is my favorite actor of all time. And that one kind of like that, I think the fact that Tom Hanks got it, of all the people in the world that can get the disease that's taking everybody down, Tom Hanks, the most famous actor.
Why couldn't it have been Kevin Hart, Harold?
Well, yeah, you know. Anybody, and it could have been, okay, like, so if it hit, so.
Harold would have been like, you know what?
Yeah,
it happened. Dude deserves it.
But, like, the two people who I think, literally two people in the world who I believe would, and I'm trying to not make this a negative thing and saying that I'm wishing that it happens to another person, but is there a bigger person in the, a more famous person in the world than Tom Hanks to get this disease?
Yes.
At the risk of getting smacked across the table, Will Smith.
I think Tom Hanks is bigger than Will Smith.
That's true.
I think there's one person that's bigger than both of those guys.
Oh, who do you think would have gotten
literally it? Literally and physically.
Tom Holland.
Otum Shank. I'm just kidding. Simpsons joke. The Rock.
Yeah.
Imagine. See, like, if any other actor smaller than those guys gets that disease, it's going to be like, oh, that's too bad. But Tom Hanks, probably top, like I said, top two biggest actors in the world.
Right now, gets
it. And everyone's like, oh, my God, if Tom Hanks can get it. I mean, his situation is different because he's in another country and that happens.
And they actually have good health care.
Yeah, where they took care of him right away and everything. Like, but,
must be nice.
But what happens now when the first big actor here contracts it? Like, I mean, like, the fact that the NBA season has been postponed. I keep saying postponed. We don't know if it's been canceled.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
The fact that the both March Madness tournaments have been canceled.
Crazy.
And all professional sports are not doing anything.
Except?
except for
UFC.
UFC.
Yeah.
Dude, there's still some morons.
Yet without an audience.
Yeah.
No, you know, so
that sport with gaping open wounds and body fluids. Like, yeah, let's keep fighting. Let's keep going.
Last night they did SmackDown with just a...
That was weird.
It was weird.
I saw like 10 minutes of it. I was like,
but an empty arena, small empty arena.
Were people still like referring, like going, like going?
Oh yeah, they were still hyping. They were still doing their whole intro. Like Jeff Hardy came out and he still did his like ring post. Like and I was like,
who are you doing it for?
Me and my son were like, yay!
we're cheering for you, Jeff. You just can't hear it. Like the fact that people are like going out of their way to be like, no, we're gonna be the like Dana White's like, oh, we're gonna hold all these events because I can't stand to lose any money. That's the thing that's just killing me the most out of everything.
Weird, wildly inappropriate, but yeah.
Yeah, says the guy who, for at least for me, is heading to a wedding where, I mean...
Other 200 people will be there?
No.
Vaya con Dios, bro.
You had a good run.
It's a half Mexican, half Filipino wedding, so yes, vaya con Dios.
Hey, Louis, what if this is Harold's way of, like, starting his own podcast?
I know. Guys, I can't meet up anymore. Okay. on that note, let me take this mic. Let me take my headphones.
Quick, lick it right now.
But for me, it was crazy because I was ironically I was actually holding basketball practice on Wednesday night, and I had my unlike you two who are high tech with your smartphones, I actually had to have my phone in my pocket, and at like halfway through the practice, it started blaring, started going off, and I was worried. But then I had to take a step back. It's like, oh, is everything okay? And I look, I was like, wait, my wife's here, my son's here. So, and then my eldest is at home. I think he's safe. So I'm looking at my phone, like, is everything all right? And yeah, it's texts from you guys, messages from our other chats, talking about like how the NBA has been postponed or canceled. Actually, canceled was the first word. I was like, oh my god. And yeah, you know, patient zero is gonna be Rudy Gobert, who got his All Star teammate Donovan Mitchell tested. And I saw this crazy infographic thing where basically in the span of 4 or 5 days, because of the Utah Jazz played this team, and then this played these two teams. So basically, in 4 or 5 days, every team has played with each other. So I'm like, wonderful.
Yeah, that one graphic was crazy.
Which one?
There was a graphic that showed who Utah played last. And then I was like, and then they played.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I was like, so, yeah. So,
Outbreak Monkeys, dude. I mean, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, no.
That sounds bad.
Damn. So,
speaking of xenophobia.
The movie.
So, let's talk about the other problem, xenophobia and racism. Jeez.
Okay, so let's tackle that real quick. How many of you have gone to a Chinese restaurant recently?
I go all the time.
I work by Little Tokyo, so I've been there. It's kind of nice because it's like it's super quiet.
You know, okay. Here's one of the things that made me laugh. So yesterday, it's Lent for us, Friday.
Yes, that's true.
So don't eat meat.
Yeah,
so from we're breakfast, abstaining, like So for breakfast, like the easiest thing is to get a donut.
Right. Yeah, bagel. That makes sense. Yeah.
Right. So I went to go get a bagel at my local donut shop right next to near.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
you
yeah.
know that one that's around the corner.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And as I was choosing, my donut. I was like, and the Chinese ladies who were working were like, are you okay? And I was like, are you asking me if I'm okay?
Are you
like,
okay?
I was like, is this
reverse?
Is this reverse racism? I was like, oh no, but they see the connection that I'm Asian too. So that's why they're like, oh my God. And I was like,
he looks more Chinese than I do.
Do they negate each other? No.
He looks like our chairman. Damn, this episode has gone
South Korean or North Korean.
This episode has gone like everywhere.
Super.
No, so speaking of what you're talking about, I don't know if I told you, like I gave up like
meat.
I'm pescatarian, so I needed to like find something. It was like one lunchtime where our cafeteria didn't have anything that was like non-meat. So I went to a Chinese restaurant, like one of those. Wow, I can't think today. I apologize. Where it's like two item combo type.
Oh, yeah.
And so I grabbed it and everything. And one of my coworkers like, did you go to a Chinese restaurant? And I was like, yeah. He goes, aren't you worried? And I was like, why? And he in a whisper, he kind of like, there's Chinese people here. And I was like, no, I'm pretty sure they were Latino.
Yeah. Just the label on the front says Chinese. I know. But that's the thing.
Ain't nobody back there been to China in years.
The sad thing is, like, that is actually a thing that just keeps happening. And it gets, you know, supported by the fact that some other people call it the Chinese Wuhan coronavirus. Like, you can just call it the coronavirus.
Some people, are you talking about our politicians right
yes,
now?
Yes, our politicians.
All right. Of a sudden it has become the Wuhan virus?
Yeah. I don't understand that. But, like, so a lot of you get a lot of stories on Twitter, and it's like the sad step story. Not sad step, because it's actually sad, where people who own Chinese restaurants or people who own Asian-owned businesses are not getting any...
50%, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. Down 50%.
Wow. And then they were saying, so the one joke that's been running is now that Italy is the source of the biggest outbreak.
Yeah, the highest.
Are you going to stop ordering pizza?
Pinocchio's had a huge-ass land, isn't he? Like, what the hell?
People love salami. Is that even Italian? I don't know.
I knew Lewis loved salami.
6 inches. Seriously, this podcast all over the place.
Just so you know,
I'm coughing into the mic.
Sorry. You're
scared.
That's what the screen protector is for, Lewis.
If you can only find yours.
This mic is not. It's mine now. Anyway.
That is yours.
It is mine.
You paid for that
one. Let's do a Where's Waldo type thing. On this table, what has Lewis paid for?
Nah,
that I microphone.
Paid this cup of coffee right here. I paid for this cup of coffee.
He got that mic.
Going back, calling Lewis out.
I know, Jesus.
My bad.
He bought the peanut butter and jelly wine.
Did I?
No, I did.
No, you did. You get it for free.
You get it for free.
Is there anything Sponsored else that we kind of want to talk about?
No good.
Speaking of toilet paper.
Oh, you can be, before we get into that.
Okay, go ahead.
So, anyway, because we're going to finish it with that.
Okay.
But the other main news that we're... Like, we talked about the UFC and we talked about all these sporting events that are being canceled. One of the biggest events annually is WrestleMania. And where WrestleMania is happening this year, there's a big, like, community that has a little bit of an outbreak out there. And the community of Tampa is like, we're going to leave it up to Vince McMahon to see if he cancels it. And from the way he acts, he's not going to do it. And it's a terrible idea because it's a stadium where you get, you know, upwards of 70, almost 100,000 fans.
That's crazy.
And
in one
he has the whole convention, the access convention, where people will be, you know.
Oh, wow. He's still talking about actually having the fans in there?
That's why. And then it's like they did that thing last night, like we said, at SmackDown where there was no fans there. And people are saying it's a preparation for them trying to do WrestleMania without any fans in attendance, which is just crazy to me. But it, you know, probably needs to happen and whatnot. And the city of Tampa is like, it's kind of a who's going to blink first?
Oh, wow.
Like, do you want us to cancel it or are you going to cancel it?
It's a game of chicken, dude. Yeah.
Wow. Because either way, it's going to probably get canceled. But the news story is it going to look bad on Vince McMahon, or is he going to push the narrative that no, the city of Tampa made us cancel it?
Yeah. Cause it's a different story this time around. Cause I mean, you know, we are old enough to, we were there unfortunately when 9/11 happened. And I know I still remember when a lot of public gatherings were, you know, either not canceled or held off or whatnot, but that was more for, you know, safety and a little paranoia. So I do remember like a lot of live shows, like I think I remember Saturday Night Live wasn't doing any live shows, obviously, for a good month. Baseball games were canceled. But, you know, it's apples to oranges. I mean, yes, terrorism is a horrible, horrible, terrible thing that I never wish upon anybody. But, you know, this pandemic, this is a legitimately scary, you know, excuse me.
Could affect not just one stadium.
Yeah.
One stadium can be the whole state.
Yeah.
It's the ripple effect more than anything else. And I don't think a lot of people who are still doing things like that don't recognize the problem that's going to happen after the fact. Like we say, like the biggest thing is, yes, we should be healthy enough to stave off any kind of virus that enters into our system.
Cold, yeah.
But we do interact with people who might not be able to.
Yeah,
so like,
yeah.
I don't care if you get me sick, but if you get either of my parents sick, I'm beating the crap out of you. like, there's no reason that they should ever be exposed to those things. I mean, if it happens, it happens. But as much as possible, we're trying to keep them out of those situations. We're just trying to keep people in general out of those situations.
Yeah, yeah.
So for me, and obviously for we all probably feel the same way, we don't wish this on anybody. And anybody who is experiencing it or anyone who's fighting it, you know, the running joke is, you know, you send your thoughts and your prayers, but it does nothing. But literally, since that's all we can really do for you besides, you know, help out, like if you're having problems with your work or your school, like we know that lots of schools have been closing. So I know that's going to be a financial
burden. All of the schools are closing now.
So that's a financial burden. Yeah. And that's another thing that, you know, people forget is that, like, some people might have to not work. Like the people who work at Staples Center and all the other places,
they don't have those venues. Yeah,
they're not going to have work. And you having NBA players going out of their way to pay it off instead of the billionaire owners who own their companies who are like, yeah, I don't want to give 0.005% of my
revenue
income to these guys real quick. But
yeah, it's crazy. And I mean, sorry, I don't know how much more time we have left, but I think, you know, yes, we are a pop culture website, so do we have a second to talk about all the other cancellations and all that stuff that's going to affect
Fast 9?
Harold had a memorial, just so you know.
Okay, but the one
tied into his Paul Walker poster.
Yeah, but the one that's really
he actually has a plush.
Yeah, I did just of Vin Diesel's face. But the thing I think that was always going to be affected by the fact that the outbreak was going to be Mulan, because it's going to be
that's true
the most it's super xenophobic to assume that because the movie is based in China and everything that I really think that. Automatically, as soon as that movie was getting released and then there's the disease, people are going to be like, no, I'm not supporting it because these are the people that gave us the disease.
Yeah, yeah. Even if this didn't become a pandemic that it is now, I think, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
In theory, people would have still been like foo-fooed, like, mm. So yeah, I mean, like lots of...
foo-foo.
Sorry. Lots of like local cons too have been canceled, like, you know... E3, like the biggest video game conference, has been canceled. WonderCon, you know, Comic-Con's little brother has been canceled as well. So that's a lot of, I mean, I feel bad for, like, you know, Harold's mentioning all these concessions and all the people that work at these stadiums and these venues that aren't going to be working because of the cancellations. Like, yeah, there's lots of artists and, you know, creators who are not going to be getting the exposure that they would have had if these conventions are happening. So, you know, I'm hoping that things turn around for the, I know the economy is going to take a huge hit. I mean, I used to work at the airports. I know for a fact that airlines have taken a huge drop. Not that I'm like some kind of, you know, infrastructure expert, but yeah, I know that's taken a huge drop. So anyway, I mean, I'm hoping that all these creator types, I mean, I have relatives and friends who are in that industry. So I'm hoping things, you know, pick up for them as well. Cause, you know, like Dennis was telling about, you know, panic buying and all that stuff. Unfortunately, entertainment kind of falls to the wayside, I guess. You know, people are not going to be going to the movies. People are not going to be eating out. People are not going to be, you know, going to these gatherings anymore. But so hopefully, you know, the things will turn around for a lot of these folks. And, you know, in a few months, we'll look back at this and take it as a lesson, hopefully. And you know, nothing permanently damaging happens. But, you know, hopefully the industries keep going. I know for us, I think if anything, Netflix and Hulu are probably going to have a nice little spike in activity in the next few weeks.
So, they're giving away free accounts for Pornhub in Italy.
I read about that.
Is that why you've been saying buongiorno this whole time?
Harold set up his own VPN. He's like, yes, I am in Italy. I am in Sicily.
Wait, yes. What is that accent?
Sicily.
Yeah, Sicily.
I have no idea what country that
came from. We really need to do the wheel of accents next time.
Yeah.
And we have to, like, commit to it. Okay, there's the commitment, guys. Next episode, wheel of accents.
Yeah.
Lord.
You know, before we get to the last topic that we're talking about, I think, you know, Harold was talking about the idea of thoughts, you know, sending thoughts. And I was just thinking about it, well, you know, especially since you can't really go out anymore, you know, just really be thoughtful about your actions. You know, we talked about it. You don't need all those toilet papers. You don't need all that water. You know, give other people an opportunity to do so, you know, to buy the things that they need, you know. And if you're there, just, you know, for the love of God, just be courteous.
Be decent.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing, if anything, crises like this really expose human nature.
Yeah.
Where you're the selfishness is pretty apparent, and it's super saddening to see. Like you said, you have people fighting over
bags of rice.
Yeah. By the way, from what my cousin said, if you guys are those people who are looking for bags of rice, Indian markets, small or not just Indian markets, but just small ethnic markets in general, they don't have those crazy lines that everybody else is. They're not price gouging because, you know, they're just trying to stay afloat too. And if that's the silver lining in this, and that you're going to give smaller, more independent markets or even other businesses a chance.
And, that's a good idea. I didn't think about the Indian and like halal like markets.
The Middle Eastern and the Mediterranean markets are apparently pretty well stocked from what I'm hearing. I mean, this is a couple days ago or a day or two now that I've got that
right. I know where I'm going to go shopping after this then.
Not Seafood City.
No.
Yeah,
man. It's as like much as we support our
I love Filipinos thing. But man, dude, like
we crazy.
Like I was walking around there, who are these Filipinos?
Where'd you guys come from?
So you're saying I shouldn't go to that plaza right now?
No, don't go, dude.
Man.
I mean, this was at 8 o'clock in the morning. That's so nice. Maybe it died down. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe the rain swept them away.
I think rain's going to get the people who battle through typhoons. Like
they love this stuff, actually.
They thrive.
Yeah, no,
they
my time is now.
They play basketball in this weather, man.
True, in slippers.
So, Lewis, just a little pop quiz for you. Harold and I were kind of thinking about of a movie. Okay, a movie that has to do with Los Angeles, I believe. Something terrible that has happened in the past, and now because of all the terrible things that happened, they're in a utopia now, they now have to deal. And one of the biggest problems that we have right now is toilet paper. Okay, and so we were thinking, is there a movie? Can you think of a movie like that has all those criteria, but also has a way to solve the toilet paper crisis?
This is why we're friends. We're thinking, what is Demolition Man?
There it is. Nailed it. Okay, so now that we've
established. Because ironically, I was going to go to Taco Bell for lunch.
Ooh, you fancy.
So what Dennis and I were discussing before you got here is the system. How do you think it works?
It's never been explained.
I know.
Interpretation, what do you think?
Okay,
one of pop culture's greatest questions.
There you go.
So in one of the scenes where Rob Schneider's trying to explain to Time Display Sylvester Stallone how they wipe butts in the future, he just shows him the three seashells. And they never showed it. You know, you have...
Why would they show it?
I don't know. Hey, man. Don't leave it out there. I mean, you don't put out a lightsaber and not ignite
Stallone it. Stallone just goes, there's only three seashells
Stallone,
in there.
Good Stallone. No.
And Rob Schneider goes, hey! He doesn't know what to do with the three seashells.
By the way, that friendship still weirds me out. Rob Schneider, Stallone, because they did Judge Dredd.
I was going to say, like, how many movies did they do together? But yeah, there was a run of those two guys.
That's more than enough.
All right, so three seashells.
I've been waiting for Rob Schneider to be in Expendables, dude. like the one guy that should not be there.
He should be the most expendable, brother. sad to say that he's half Filipino.
Is he going to be the Simon Pegg to that Mission Impossible mission, I guess?
No, we don't need him surviving any of these movies.
Okay, three seashells. So
she sells seashells by seashore.
I hate to say it, but I've actually thought about this. One seashell scoops out the poo. The second seashell scrapes it off of the poo. Shoot, I forgot what I did with the third. I hate to say that. I think we've thought about this before, but I think that was the basic concept. The one you have to actually. I'm thinking that the seashell dislodges from the little plate that it's on, and then you wipe your butt with one. The other one you just scrape off, and then the third one's to like clean it all up. I don't know.
Gotcha. You know what I think the third one's for?
What's
for an sack resting?
Why? Do you...
Cause, you know, sometimes you gotta rest your sack. If there's no toilet.
So, wait, are there only two seashells in the women's bathroom?
Okay.
So these are the questions.
Here's my thing. Okay.
What's your thought?
Bear with me here. You know, if you ever go to a well-stocked, like, bathroom. You know, there's the toilet paper.
Right.
But there's usually, especially if it's like a guest room, there's usually like multiple rolls there. You know.
Oh, right, yeah.
So we're expecting that you need to use all three. What if these seashells are actually alive? And so what you do is you put... You put the seashell next to your butt, and it eats it and licks your butt. So it's like a live bidet.
This is some Twilight Zone episode.
Are you saying that the seashells toss your salad?
Well, cleaning it, yes.
Because you said,
"Oh God!"
If the clam is still in there,
yes,
and it starts,
we gotta call it the clam, man.
It's like those Flintstones things where the dinosaurs are like, "Oh dang it, my job is like
the worst job ever."
And then they go, "Oh well."
Yeah. And the oysters are like, "I guess it's back to work."
Somebody had corn.
My favorite.
Well, that answers that question.
So what are your interpretations?
Wait, I'm going to drop the mic real quick. Bong. Wait, it's my mic. Never mind. I paid for it.
I'm not going to drop it.
Don't drop it.
Well, I just gave you my interpretation.
I know. The oyster salad tester. Salad tosser.
I gave you
No, you just asked. What's your interpretation?
I didn't say it.
No, Lewis just asked. And I just did also.
We're waiting for yours.
What's I told you.
Which one was?
The third one.
The rest. No, actually, this is my real thought is... The two shells I think you use to spread your butt cheeks.
Okay.
And you poop onto the third shell.
Okay.
And then you, like you said, you wipe with you. Like, it's nice. Like if there's excess wipe, you know, you drop it onto it. It's like literally like a bartender where you're like mixing the drinks like this, except with poop.
Oh, okay. See, my thing is that I personally like the multi-ply. Like, I can't stand one.
It's two shells?
No, that's what I'm saying. Because Lewis was talking about the scraping thing.
Ooh.
You know, no scraping.
That sounds painful.
But this one is a gentle, you know, lapping at your...
It keeps getting worse, dude. So here's my question now is...
Like, do you go to Seafood City to replenish your seashells?
No. Do you eat it afterwards?
Yeah. We're in a recession.
They're in a dystopia, man. Actually, it's a utopia. Yeah. You're right.
No. Underground the thing is after dystopia. You do it, you put it in the the toilet, you flush it, and where do all toilets go to? The ocean.
So it kills Nemo? This is my question for Dennis is in the three seashell system, which of your yayas is clean?
No, the yaya would be the one that inserts it.
Dennis doesn't have three seashells, he has three yayas. So,
okay.
So I'm saying use the yayas and apply Dennis's version.
So that's it for us today. For those people who are listening today, you know, hit us up in our
actually, sorry, before. Oh, sure. Real quick, I just wanted to go around the table real quick. So, you know, for some of us, we're going to be... Not quarantined. What's isolated at home because you know some of us are forcibly going to be having home. What are you guys going to be binging for the next few days, or what are you guys going to be doing? Personally, I looked over.
I'm working.
Oh, you're working. I'm sorry. Never mind. My bad.
Yeah, I'm working.
Okay, my bad. Then.
I work for
so Lewis. What are you going to be binging?
I think I've talked about it on the podcast before, but I do work for the city, so we are super restricted with what we can do for the next few weeks. And not to mention, my son is also in LAUSD and at Cal State Northridge, so both of them got sent home. I was looking over my shoulder, and I think I'm going to build that. I've had a Gundam at home that's been like half, not even half built, like one tenth built. For like 2 years. So I think I'm actually going to do that this weekend because, I was actually going to take my son out to do, he has a project due. He was like, oh, we'll go to the library. Nope, just kidding. Never mind. Can't go there. I was going to take him to the
Wikipedia, baby.
We were going to go to the observatory because he has to do a planner project. Nope, can't do that either. So yeah, I think we're going to build some Gundam and whatnot. But actually, do you guys have any recommendations for our followers to like binge watch or anything for the next few days if they are going to be forcibly kept at home?
I'll just kept at home. Sorry, that's what I heard in my headset. For me, Lewis kind of talked about it at one point, and it just so happened that it popped up on Hulu. I've been actually watching The Good Place.
Oh,
or The Good Doctor.
Oh, Good Doctor.
The Good Doctor.
I was like, "Woo, Good Place."
Okay, I'll try Good Place also. But I've been watching the Good Doctor. I'm four episodes into it. It's not what I thought it was going to be, but I still like it. I think I'm going to forge on with it. The other one that I would recommend is if you are a Star Trek fan. I've actually I kind of poo-pooed Picard the first couple of episodes. It's actually gotten better. And I think I was expecting Picard to be Picard already, but the arc is actually Picard realizing, crap, I haven't been who I was.
Oh.
Now I have to be who I used to be. And I'm like, damn, he got me.
I'm back in.
There you go. And again, I'm telling you guys, both of you, you need to watch Steven Universe.
Okay.
Go through Steven Universe, the sixth season. And remember, this is all like 11 minutes per episode. So it's a really quick binge. It's on Hulu. But the last season, season six, it's called Steven Universe Future. It's what happens after the events of the first five series. And it's really unique because it's the first one. I don't know if I talked to you about this, but one of my biggest gripes about series is that I hate it when because I want to know what happens in the future.
You talked about that.
It's always like happily ever after.
Yeah.
This is, well, what happens happily ever after? And this is what it is. And you're like, oh,
that's cool.
Crap. You know, like it's a character that is, you know, because we always see that especially big movies or big series like Aang or something like that. You know, it's like, oh my God, you know, he spent all his life for the last couple of years, he's gone through trauma and everything. In the end, it's like, well, I'm happy now.
Yeah.
You're not happy. There's going to be some repercussions to everything that you've done. This is that series.
Nice. Okay.
And I'm like, oh crap. And like yesterday I was watching two episodes. There's four more episodes left with the series. And I was sitting there going, wow, I can't believe these guys are going here. It's still good. It's still kids, but you're like, there's really deep stuff here. So I would suggest Steven Universe.
Wow, you're right. The episodes really are only 11 minutes long. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a pretty good.
The first season is the biggest one, the biggest chunk, and then the next couple of seasons just like becomes truncated.
Okay.
I just read earlier today actually that they're releasing Frozen 2 early on Disney Plus.
Oh, so are they? Okay.
That will be available by the time this podcast comes out, actually. So if you guys didn't get a chance to watch Frozen 2 in theaters, it's not a bad way to waste a couple hours. It's pretty entertaining, actually. And then the announcement came that Community, one of my favorite TV shows of all time, coming to Netflix. It was already on Hulu. And like I said, my only complaint is the fact that Hulu is a commercial-based thing. Yeah. And there's no way to skip around those ads. Sometimes
you pay.
Pay premium.
It's not happening. I'm already paying for Netflix. I don't need to pay premium. But you can binge that show, because that show is probably the ultimate binge show for me.
Oh, really?
Like, you can knock out. Like, that show is literally what we are all about. Pop culture references out the yin yang with pretty good looking women and men and Ken Jeong.
Star-Lord.
Yeah, Star-Lord. Not, what?
Oh, that's not.
That's Parks and Rec.
Oh, that's Parks and Rec.
That's like Star-Lord. No, Joel McHale's been trying to get
into the
Childish Gambino. And then with a lot of episodes and created by some, the directors of the biggest movies of all time, the Russo brothers.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's where they started.
If you've never seen any of their work pre Winter Soldier, then that's your chance to check it out.
Cool.
Sweet. That's it for us, I guess. Mm-hmm. As I was saying, you know, we just finished the whole idea of the three seashells. One of the things that we kind of want to talk about, we kind of say always that we want you guys to talk to us about. And so tell us what your interpretations of it. Is it the scraper? Is it the lapper? What is your interpretation of the three seashells? So if you want to listen to our, if you like this podcast, you want to listen to other podcasts, you can go to the two fanboys, one casual.podbean.com. Please give us a like. Please share our stuff so that we can have, you know, more than three people for this episode.
On Facebook, it is Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual. Every time the podcast goes live, you can find us there. Also, think about joining our fun Facebook group. You know, like-minded folks who like bad jokes and, you know, memes and bad tastes. I know. Thank you. I tried. Try to add us on Facebook. I will gladly add you to the group.
On Instagram and Twitter, Two Fanboys, One Casual. And then, like we always say, anywhere you can find your podcasts, we are on there. iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, anything that says radio.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, if you guys have a lot of time at home now, feel free to go through our archives.
Yeah. Oh, if we haven't learned, and it's a fun game to play, if you have a Google, what's it called? But I have an Amazon Echo and the other, whatever the Google Nest is. You can ask it to play our podcast, but you have to be really specific and say, for me, Alexa, play Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual podcast.
Oh, really? I haven't tried that. I think I'll try that at home.
I just did that right now, so if people are listening to it on their things, it'll actually run it back. Nice, play their things. So. Fun You're social smart. Experiment.
Very meta. Very nice.
All of a sudden, there's an uptick in our listens.
If that's the trick, guys, we got to do it.
Yell it outside.
That's it for us today. Hopefully, you guys enjoy yourself. You know, stay safe, yep. Be smart, and have fun. Unless Seafood City explodes because people are killing each other, chances are we're going to be back again next week. And you know, whether if we have to quarantine Harold. We have to quarantine Harold.
Why is it me? Lewis has been coughing all day, man. Oh, that's true.
You might want to wash that, dude.
Exactly.
Sorry.
And you're the one going to a 5-person wedding right now.
That's true. It gets exponentially bigger every time we talk. See, this is the thing that really quick before we end. I don't want to really post too many pictures about this event because I know people who I are friends with, they're going to give me crap for it.
Yeah.
We
already are.
Yeah. So
it's a good thing we have a clam. See you later.
Wouldn't oyster be this? Oh no, that's rough, dude. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be
terrible.
Your
oysters are rich.
You get a muscle so you can insert it.
Yeah, maybe that's not mayonnaise the whole time, guys.